Blog Talk Radio.
Coming through you. I'm going to try not to cuss tonight. I decided not to cuss for the new year. Big baby, how you feel about that?
Oh, that's total bullshit.
I'm not going to cuss. I mean, I'm going to be a lady in every sense of the word. I'm not going to sit on nobody's face or anything anymore.
The only thing you're going to do is be a super bitch. That's all I can say.
Talk radio.
You gonna respect me and all that I stand for. It's Sinful Sana Sunday. You know what? We got a caller. And something just happened.
Talk radio.
Yeah, y'all know the dude. It's your boy, DJ Trouble John. We in the building, Hot Talk Radio. The hottest radio station in the world. Y'all know what to do, all my callers. Y'all need to warm up. That's what's up. The call-in number is 917-889-8677. This is Sinful Sauna Sunday. So we're going to talk about some sinful stuff that happens in the sauna.
That happened at the sauna. It's me. I'm, you know what? I'm not going to drink on the show tonight. You know, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm finna cross over.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm not sitting on Trapper John's face no more.
You want a cookie?
You just trying to bribe me to sit on your face. We got a caller. What's going on, 44482? Who is this?
Jack.
You sound like a reject.
What's going on, world? What it do, what it do? This girl
Introduce
dying.
Yourself. They don't know you are. They don't know you.
They don't know me.
No.
Baby, they better get to know me. This the ghetto super bitch diamond on dick.
How's she going to Only on High Talk Radio, you got super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable ghetto bitches.
Ghetto?
How you going to be the ghetto super beautiful? I mean, you ghetto super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable?
Oh, that's right, all day.
So you want the other females to unleash the ghetto super bitch in them? I mean, I'm confused.
Yes,
hey,
I still got a
problem
to be
one,
so I kind of feel
what you're saying. I'm just saying. So, Diamond, have you ever been to a funnel? Because it's going to get, you know, I'm going to start to show off, you know, because I got some things I need to get off my chest, and you know how I do. I'm not going to curse. I'm going to see if I can make it through the show without cursing.
I think you can do it.
I mean, she ain't allowed in the cut anyway, so you know how that go.
Man, you know. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'm proud of her. I think she can do it.
You know what?
See, that's why y'all ain't trying to sit on his face. I ain't be saying shit like that.
What? Baby, I mean, you didn't say that when I was sitting on your face.
No, that's how I had a prison block over your ass.
Hello,
did he say he had a pussy blocker?
What kind of radio station are we that you sitting up talking about them kind of things?
Did he just say that?
Hot Top Radio.
So we need to put the disclaimer out there that this is Hot Talk Radio, which means we talk hot.
Exactly, but it's still information, you know, that is information driven. We're feed information to the world, so you know, hey, it's just how it comes across.
18
and
up, 18
and
up.
Give them too much, so we just give them just enough so they understand. So that's what's up. Y'all know what it is, Hot Talk Radio.
I need you to understand that if you are looking for Cold Talk, this is the website www.coldtalk.com. This is not the station for that. So don't be sitting up getting mad at me because Diamond cursed, because I don't curse anymore. We're going to see how long this shit lasts.
Matter of fact, what we need to do is we need to have a jar or something. We need a cursing jar or something. So every time you say something crazy, you need to put a dollar in the jar.
I didn't say I wasn't going to sit in that crate. I said I wasn't going to curse no more. I wasn't drinking and I wasn't smoking.
All right, so every time you curse, you're going to put a dollar in the jar.
Okay, so I'm not going to curse.
And every time you shout out to what you drink.
She's just talking shit right now.
What?
They don't have faith in you. They don't have faith in you. They don't believe that you can do it.
We're going to do a topic that's faith Thursday. That's what the topic for Thursday going to be.
I think you can do it.
But you know, High Power Radio is. I gotta tell the world something because I'm. If one more person call me or message me, tell me I need you to check this song out, it's gonna be a problem. Let me tell you something. Do I look like a MFing producer? Do I look like a talent scout? All I do is look pretty and run the world.
Don't tell me to listen to no music.
What you need to do is email it to Hot Talk Radio, hottalkradio@gmail.com. Stop texting me and messaging me talking about check this song out. I don't want to hear your song. I will play it. I don't go around trying to find out who song. Do you not know how many people contact me about hearing their song? I don't want to hear your song. Email it to me and I let the world hear it. That's better. At least the world can do something with it.
And plus, they didn't know that you was really deaf in one ear anyway.
That's why I don't hear you.
Just hit your mouth.
Oh, you know I want to say you got a dick in your ear, but I'm not going to do that.
I got a what in my ear?
Dick in your ear. You got a dick in your ear. You heard what he said. You heard.
I mean, I was going to say that. I was going to put it out there. But, you know, since this is Sinful Sign on Sunday, you know, maybe somebody can massage your ear and get it out. It's okay.
I got some good news, y'all. High Top Radio's night shift is going to consist of, we're getting ready to open up our own sauna. And it's going to be only open for the night shift, from 1 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the only time it's going to be open.
Thank you.
Talk radio.
All right, world.
Hot talk radio.
You got DJ Rojo.
DJ who?
Rojo. You know that's your name. You know I call you a hoe, because that's exactly what you are. That's not no cuss word, though. Because a hoe is a garden tool.
Also, Rojo is a garden tool.
There you go.
He be planting seeds.
I'm just saying. We got super bitch Deja on deck.
He was on plantation and shit.
What's poppin'?
Hey, it's Sinful Son of Sunday. Hey, we're gonna open the show. The show tonight, we're gonna let the world know, because we want them to make sure that those that missed yesterday's retreat, we decided that this retreat was so hot. Woo! It was so hot that we got to do this shit once a month.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I owe somebody a dollar.
Oh, I knew it was gonna happen. You got all the me.
Okay.
That's a dollar. That's a dollar.
Okay, that's $1. Write the dollar down now. I'm writing it down. $1. And I ain't got but $5, so I'm going to have. I'm going to make 5 mistakes. So, Ro, where were you yesterday? Why did you miss the Super Bitch Retreat? Because you know you wrote up.
Hey. Honestly.
What? Pussy in your mouth. Wait a minute. Don't call on here with no
hold
pussy.
Hold on. Is that a cuss word? Hold on.
No, pussy is not a cuss word, because I got a kitten that's called a pussy. So, Ro is a kitten right now.
He's eating
a kitten right now. What's on your mouth, Ro?
You eating cats now? What's going on?
Hey, well, look, check this out. Honestly, I was tired as hell, and I was sleep out.
Well, you know you missed it. Because the sauna that we went to, the Jeju sauna and well-being, is a place for healing, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I came out a new person. That's why I don't cuss no more.
You don't cuss no more?
Mm-mm, and I don't drink anymore either.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Don't tell me what the fuck to do. Uh-oh, that's another dollar.
That's another dollar. I knew you might have faith in you.
No, but I just said I had $5, so I got a budget.
Hello, Dominum said you couldn't do it.
I got a budget, though. I got a $5 budget. You just can't expect me to stop cold turkey.
I thought you weren't cussing no more.
I'm not. I just made a mistake. Your
ass be lying for no fucking reason.
You better shut up talking to me. That's what you better do.
That dumb shit.
Let me do the show. Okay, so Deja.
Uh-huh.
Did we not have a wonderful time at the Jeju sauna yesterday? Jeju. I think I'm saying it wrong.
I honestly hate I missed it.
Yeah, because guess what we learned, though? We're going to talk about the positive things, the things that we are still confused about, because I'm still trying to understand how I'm supposed to be comfortable with all this ass and hips to be naked in a pool with a bunch of women. I can't understand.
Hey.
But
just do what I do. I mean, anytime you got a bunch of naked women.
Can I get that other dollar?
You just remain
calm. As she just said.
Yeah.
Is that a cuss word?
No, that's a basic word. That's a basic word.
That's another dollar.
That's a basic word. Don't call me.
Are we talking about? So you said basically you're not gonna say.
You didn't say just
ass. Right, real ass word. Because right now the word.
Four letter word.
Right now I'm a little bit confused about your sexuality because you walked in and all you saw was dicks.
Hey, I ain't had nothing to do with that. I had my eyes to the floor.
Wow.
I felt like a hoe. My eyes were to the floor.
Because if he would have looked in any one of their eyes,
ain't no eye contact.
He was going to be
there. I don't see you. I don't see nothing. But I was wondering, like, all these little Chinese motherfuckers running around, they don't give a fuck.
I'm like, what I was saying, you could tell this place was not built with black people in mind. Because you know the average black man is, what, 15 inches? So you know,
it's eight and a half. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, give y'all that much credit. So the average black man is like 8.5. The average one of them, I ain't gonna go into nationalities and stuff like that. But the average one of them was like 2. So you know what I'm saying, Chapa John? Did you get naked or not?
What are you talking about?
Did you get naked?
Nah, you know I ain't get naked. I kept my drawers. I didn't want to put on no, because I ain't no telling who's been wearing them motherfuckers. Because they had some, you know, there was a bunch of Russians.
First of all, I got to stop you right quick. I got to do this properly. First of all, y'all, we're in a cult now. Because the minute we hit the door, they made us take off all our clothes and put on their uniform.
It's a cult.
It's a cult. You do everything as one. You bathe together. You eat together. They had us get butt naked at the door. You couldn't even come in there with your shoes on.
They want your socks. You couldn't even wear your socks. You had to take your socks off. We seen some toes in that.
I'm talking about for real.
We seen some feet walking around. I'm talking about. Hammer time.
They want you to first come in and get naked, and then they welcome you into the brotherhood. They gave me a brand on my back.
Then they give you a toothbrush in case you need to scrub.
They give you a toothbrush. I'm talking about, they was like, okay, they give you a toothbrush. After they give you the toothbrush, they then tell you to come on, let's take this bathe together.
Let's become one with nature. But you know the supers had to participate in all the pussy baths that was going
they
on.
First, after you get in there, they give your pussy a bath.
Right.
You know they had to participate in that
Deja.
Section.
Deja.
What's good, man?
Tell them about the pussy bath. Because we're trying to let them understand that we want the world to come on, join us in our new cult.
You know,
yeah.
Pussy
first, let me go on this.
How
plane,
you feeling
man.
This morning?
How you, did you empty out?
I felt great. Yeah, I did release some fluids today, so yeah, I feel great.
Because you know my orgasms after that were like extremely intense after the pussy bath. I mean, I think I'm gonna go get a pussy bath tomorrow after work. Because the orgasms were so heightened.
I mean, we're starting to do pussy baths at the massage parlor. So, you know, y'all don't have to go away to, you know, go there. Y'all can just come right there on Metropolitan.
Let me tell the people what it really is. It's called a hip bath.
It's called a hip bath, same thing.
A hip bath is about 19 minerals and herbs that they light a fire underneath you, they drink.
They set the pussy on fire, y'all.
And you sweat out impurities through pores.
So it makes
and
the pussy sweat, basically.
It makes the pussy drip.
You know what I'm saying? Hot.
Does it drip? I mean.
Hot damn.
I felt great afterwards, so.
Okay. I have another technique to make the pussy sweat. So if y'all want to holler at me, just let me know. You know, like I said, we at the massage parlor over there on Metropolitan behind Church Chicken, right across from the donut shop.
So listen to help, y'all.
Y'all holler at me. Y'all can check out my techniques on www.com, pussy massage parlor @gmail.com. Just email me.
I do apologize for the switchboard. It is acting a donkey. It is overloaded as usual. This is what we do. I mean, welcome to High Top Radio. I don't know what to tell you.
It is Hot Talk Radio.
We're going to change some things. We're working on a lot of things here at Hot Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, new year, new way, new
so it, so basically, you know, in layman's term, the pussy bath makes the pussy sweat. You know what I'm saying? It puts it sets the pussy on fire.
It's nice. You sweat out all in. Let's go.
Knock that pussy out. Shout it, I just want you to come dance for me. Bend over, make it clap. Make your knees, set your hands for me. I wanna see you sweat. Put your hand on my chest.
Impurities out.
Sweat.
So
sweat.
We go next month. I need the rest of y'all to come on and not be afraid because.
Come out and sweat.
Come on and sweat. Get all that weed and liquor and nasty pussy bitches. I mean. Get all that stuff out of you.
Yeah, get it out of you. It's all good. They got, like, little huts and shit, and you coming in.
No, they don't have little huts. What you call them?
The little fuck huts. They got little fuck huts, so you come in and sweat, you know.
But the thing about the little...
Still on the rocks.
The little hit huts, the little sex huts, they all got different... they're made out of different materials. And each material does something different to the body, you know what I'm saying? And, you know... The floor that you walk on is healing you. The aromas in the place are healing you. The ceiling is healing you. Everything about this place is some type of healing.
Some motherfucker just walk out just heal. If you cripple in a wheelchair coming up, bitch, you come out running.
You know what?
If you blind, cripple, you come in blind, walk out, seeing everything.
He walked out seeing
X-ray
double.
Vision. Exactly.
He walked out seeing double.
Exactly.
I saw folks come in with glasses and they threw them in the trash and they left.
Exactly. Hey, for real, it's serious, y'all. So y'all know what to do.
I'm for real now. I mean, Diamond, can you imagine me and you in a, you know, pool with a bunch of...
Women in the water in the pool.
With a bunch of women with no clothes on, and they are like size 3 and 4, 5, and there we sit.
Too much
you know,
ass in the pool, ain't gonna be no water.
25 and 50. You know, that would be just injustice.
They're gonna
have that diarrhea face. You know what I'm saying? They would be asking us, look, can you just please put your clothes back on? Because at this point, this is wrong. I mean, it is wrong when you know what I'm saying? Just imagine, I don't know what y'all done looks like, Nick, but I know what, you know, some of the black men I done been with look like, Nicky. And you know what I'm saying? We come up in there and just go to taking off our clothes, they gonna want to close the facility down. Because at that point, it becomes pornography.
Oh, hell.
At that point, it becomes the trapeze.
Oh, hell.
And then you spend the night there, Diamond.
Grab you a mat.
They give you a mat. They give you a blanket, a pillow. It was folks in there with laptops, computers. I saw a concession stand, a nigga with barbecuing over in the corner. His name was Barbecue Joe. Big baby. Barbecue Joe was over there in the corner.
You had to eat your barbecue on the floor, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you had to lay in the floor to eat. The tables was on the floor.
The table so low, it was like little midget tables.
I mean, they were beyond midget tables. When I saw the lady getting there to clean the table, and she had to crawl around and lay down to clean the table, I said, see, this is slavery. You don't put nobody on their knees to clean the table, and we got to lay down to eat.
Hey, like, it's real player, though. It's real player. It's real player because you got to understand, even after they give you the uniform, but everybody's still naked up underneath. So you just got titties just flopping around everywhere, no bras on.
And then you in the summer, and then you sweating, so the T-shirts are sticking to the titties. And you know what I'm saying? It was just a hot mess up in there.
Hey, it's going down, but it was lovely. It was lovely.
Outside, I can't wait the next month.
We had a real good time. Big ass pool. It was real nice. It was real nice.
Yeah, and they had, I mean, it was so many. And then it was the cold sauna. I ain't never been in no ice, you know, no Antarctica type place. But once you go in and sweat real bad, you go cool off. You know what I'm saying?
You had to cool off. Had to cool that pussy off and sweat.
You wanted to pat that pussy.
Another dollar.
I ain't say nothing. I ain't cut.
You're already up to like 5, so, you know.
What?
Hey, whenever you get ready to, you know,
just go ahead and tell, you know, if you sit up worried about how wet my pussy was, you know you wanted to pat it dry.
I wasn't worried about it. I was worried about all the workers there, you know, that had to clean up behind you.
You know what?
Your booty sliding all on the floor and shit.
You gonna watch your damn mouth.
I didn't say I was gonna stop cussing.
Oh, you gonna stop cussing? Everybody gonna stop cussing on High Top Radio. We gonna clean up.
You finna clean up?
What they do that at?
What you say? Ain't gonna
name
help?
What?
We finna clean house.
What you gonna name it then?
Clean Hot Radio.
Warm Radio.
Exactly.
Warm Top Radio.
Sometimes it's hot radio.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
Change is good, radio.
Exactly. Change is always good.
I'm just saying, it wasn't that worse than when you get up, when a person get up out of a spot and you want to lay down, it be all wet and you don't know what kind of fluids it was that leaked. You don't know if it was from their pussy, you know, from their ass.
From the pool
whether they were slop. Yeah, you just be like, oh.
Like, hold up.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
You just get, you know, it was scary because I was like, and what was so funny was that one of the ladies forgot that when she get in the common area, she's supposed to be in her uniform, her coat uniform. So she comes sashaying out there in her panties and shit. And I was looking at her like, hold up, this bitch bold. You know what I'm saying? Why I can't
I
be out here?
I said, this is Allie. I said, she must have been talking to Lady Libra. I said, somebody get up some clothes, please. Well, I really
she
didn't say that.
She went and sat down, crossed her legs, waited a minute, then realized, oh.
I said, I was like, ain't her panties in her booty?
Yeah. You just wanted to get down on it, nigga. You wanted to get down on that.
Get down, get down. Get down.
Across
that hot coal.
Ooh.
They made him lay down on a bed of nails, too.
I was like, ooh, get down. Ooh.
They made him tough.
Oh, yeah, they had the people in there giving massages and everything. Acupuncture, you get stuck and all
they
that.
They stuck him in the eye.
That make you see better.
Yeah. Can you see this?
Oh, that's a dollar.
I just shot a bird. I didn't say nothing.
I'm saying it insinuated a cuss word, though.
No.
We're not going to have any insinuations of cuss words.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what? You know. Don't call on the show smoking. Don't do that.
That's a ghetto cockpit.
Right.
My specialty. That's my specialty.
Hey, that's in my country.
It's in your contract that you can smoke.
Yeah, right. On the show.
You know
yeah.
what? I'm going to have to review your contract.
You
didn't see nothing. You can't even read.
Who can't read?
Trav?
Oh, I just be putting letters together.
He can
together.
Do all that color.
He can't do gang signs. That's how he can do
that.
Yeah, no numbers. That good, that's all we need to know.
Diamond, ask me where Trap hung out at the whole night at this Jeju Sauna.
Where he hung out?
The smoking section.
Hey, that's for real. You know I had to smoke one. I had to go in the blow it down section. You know what I'm saying? That's how I relax. Hey.
I was like, you know what? How you gonna be in the way on this sauna? Excuse me. Sounds like what I want to be drinking. How about that? How you gonna be in a wellness center smoking?
I mean, that's
that's just like being there getting drunk.
That's relaxation.
And then, you know what? He was sweating so bad because you know he was full of liquor. So the stuff bring all the liquor and you know all that mess up out of you. I was like, Trav, you know what? Don't keep sitting in here like this because you're gonna dissolve. And be nothing but a pot of water.
Watch out. Go ahead on.
He's so full. You
go
know
ahead
what I'm
on. Go ahead on. It wasn't like that.
Yes, it was. It was like that. I was beginning to be real nervous. When you walked, you left puddles of water from your feet.
I know you. No, you. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had the little logs and shit that you're supposed to sit on. And, you know, her booty just cuffed the whole log. So it wasn't no
It's going to be pictures on the internet.
Exactly. Her booty was hugging the log. I was like, what's really going on? Where's
I mean, I'm just saying, you can't get... Okay, what about... I'm just saying, what was really interesting to me is the fact that they had a gym in there. You want a person to sweat and then go work out? They trying to kick... It's a cult. In the end, they want to kill you.
Basically. And then they don't want you to leave. They feed you,
you
and everything.
You eat dinner. You lay down on the floor and eat dinner.
Exactly.
You know
go
what I'm saying?
Sleep.
You brush your teeth.
Go to sleep. Wake
they
up.
They're going to wash your pussy for you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Give
you
pillows.
A scrub back. Give you pillows.
Exactly. So you good to go.
Everybody walking. People got laptops and you know... I'm in there on the cell phone, you know, in the hood.
She the only ghetto in the fuck hood on the cell phone. Supposed to be quiet, tranquility, but you know it got to be an old super bitch want to talk on the phone.
She got
super bitch song playing and shit.
I had to let
her know we was in the super bitches. I'm like, hold up, man, we in here trying to relax and shit, and all we hear super bitches. This might hit my head list. I'm like, what the hell is going on in this motherfucker? Motherfucker can't get no relaxation on hearing that shit.
I'm on phone.
Yeah.
I'm on phone giving phone directions to where we at.
What the hell?
They were like, where y'all at? I'm like, I'm in the hit hut. What you call it?
You was in the fuck hood.
Yeah, in the
hot fuck hood.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Exactly.
Hot fuck hood.
I said, you know what? You rolled up and you fired. How about that? Now you ain't got to talk.
For sure.
For sure. Why you didn't tell me you sure do appreciate it? That's what Cubs would have said.
It all mean the same.
Oh, it do.
Hey, Swerve, man, you should have been there, man. They could have used a cut for you up through there.
Because I've never seen so many big hairy pussies before in my life. That was really torture to be taken into a cult, stripped down of everything I believe in,
and
then shoved in a tub with a bunch of naked, big, hairy pussies.
Hairy Russian
pussies. My son, they pussies were so hairy, I thought the children were standing in front of them.
Hell no.
Love that. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I mean, I started to really get them like they would give me, okay, y'all want to have y'all big hairy pussies out? Now I'm finna pull my big ass out. Now. You know, I'm just saying.
They just walk around just like pussy.
I'm trying, sitting down on stuff, bare. I said, this folks gonna be sick when they leave here. How you gonna just sit your naked ass on something?
On people wood.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, sit your ass on this wood.
How about you standing there getting dressed and another motherfucker just bent over to put their panties on?
Exactly.
I
almost
got the fight in there for real.
I ain't mad at you because I had to get dressed in the bathroom. I had to go in the stall. Because I was like, check this out, man. You ain't going to get dressed by me, man. I'm going to the bathroom in the stall, lock the door. Ain't nothing happening. Look, they had lotion and everything getting on the counter. Mouthwash, lotion, blow dryer.
I want to ask Chopper John a personal question.
Don't get personal with me.
I got to ask you a personal question. You ready?
No.
What color toothbrush they gave you?
It was one of them prison colors. The color they give you at Wright Street.
What color was it?
One of them beige ones. One of them...
No, they gave you a pink toothbrush. They gave everybody the same color.
Mine wasn't pink.
Yours was pink. Yours was.
No, it wasn't.
They gave you a pink panther toothbrush.
I know.
Brush your public hair.
They were made public yesterday.
Yes, they were.
I mean, how did it feel to sit in a steam room with a bunch of men with their dicks out?
I didn't do that part.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I saw you.
No, I didn't do that part.
Yes, you did.
No, I passed on that.
Chopper John, don't do this. We're trying to encourage the people to be free and come on join the cult.
I'm saying, hey, they can be free all they want to. Hey, it was a lot of free people up and down. But that wasn't my section. I stayed in the foot cut. And it was some other cats that wanted to be, you know, in the sauna, you know, in the jacuzzi. But I ain't want to get in the jacuzzi.
So you actually witnessed more than one man in a jacuzzi naked?
I ain't saying, you know, I wasn't looking, but I know they weren't women. You know, I just glanced. So it was bodies, and I ain't seen no titties. Put it like that. It was bodies. So,
So, what was the first thing that you saw after they stripped you of your pride when you entered in there? What was the first thing you saw?
Got them Korean nets. little Korean dicks running around and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought you said you saw somebody just standing there naked being blow dried.
Yeah, you had to blow dry yourself when you come out the motherfucking jacuzzi. You got to blow dry yourself. So motherfucker.
Yeah.
It ain't a shower. It's like a blow dry shower.
You can't use a towel?
That's for sanitization. We don't want everybody rubbing on each other on the towels and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
Sanitization.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay. So you mean to tell me they couldn't wash the towel and bleach?
No, that ain't the same.
I mean, it was real bothering. They had motherfuckers smoking cigars and chilling and shit. But
how do you smoke cigars butt ass naked with your dick out?
I do it all the time. That's how the bosses do it. They smoke cigars with their dicks out.
Okay, let me catch you swerving, big baby, sitting around smoking cigars with y'all dicks out.
If you catch me, you're going to be about 17 holes.
You find us, and then you're going to be like, damn, what the heck?
All the holes surrounding us.
But
I thought you liked it.
In the jacuzzi, smoking cigars, naked.
Exactly.
She told me she ain't like all that.
I'm passing my cigar around to every broad that want to hit it.
What's gonna be in your cigar?
Would you like to know?
You can have none.
Yes, I can.
Success.
No, you on the show.
Now, this is a stogie.
A stogie?
Yeah. One of Humphrey Bogart.
One of them motherfucking torpedoes.
Exactly. One of Cuban Missile Crisis.
You know what? Y'all wrote up. I'm saying, but, okay, so we trying to, we trying to be cultured. But I'm telling y'all now, when we go back, don't expect me to sit down in no motherfucking jacuzzi with a bunch of pussy. Now, I'm trying to figure out why they didn't have a co-ed section in the damn jacuzzi, you know, where you could get in the jacuzzi naked with the other men. That would have been player right there.
Where I was at.
Yeah, they had to change the name.
I don't want you seeing me naked, because if I let you see me naked, nigga, you going to go insane.
Well, don't go insane, cuz. Please don't.
I don't want to go insane.
You look that bad. You look that bad.
That with Kimberly and Bruce Lee and them.
Bruce Lee was there.
Bruce Lee was
there. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, Bruce Lee was there. I seen him.
He done been resurrected. See, I told you, you go in there, you come back alive.
That motherfucker was Return of the Dragon.
You
are stupid. Fist of Fury up through that motherfucker.
And it smelled so good in there. I mean, just like the commercial that I did, that's how I felt when I was there. I just,
Oh, yeah, it was really nice, man. It was really nice.
I really wish that a cup for you was in there so that once they finished getting their pussy baths, they could have got shaved and then got the pussy massage. But that's what we're going to integrate in our sauna. Hot Talk Radio is, working on some stuff. We're going to get us a co-ed sauna. And what's going to happen is we're really going to have fuck huts, but instead of the sauna heating up with different elements, it's going to be weed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you go in the hood, and we just got a big pot of weed on fire.
You
ain't even got to
heat.
You just breathe. Just breathe the weed in. Just, sit in this little closed-up hood, and we're going to set this pot of weed on fire. And you just sit in there and just breathe and accept.
And we're not going to put you in no uniform. We're just going to let you be naked.
Yeah, just run around this butt-bunk ass naked.
No children are going to be allowed, because, we don't want the children to, be influenced by our actions, because it's called an elf hut for a reason. Because we're going to allow intercourse in the facility. What?
We call that an angler bang.
Only you would know, nigga.
Exactly. It's not a brothel. It's what Swerve said.
The angler bang.
Angler, okay. So you get to come in there and you can
rendezvous.
Yes,
right.
And it won't be open 24 hours. It'll be open 48 hours.
Exactly. If you want to have any kind of soiree, then that's where you come.
It's going to cost a little bit more to go, because you're going to have pussy massages, a cup for you. We're going to incorporate the pussy bag, because we're going to want to clean the pussies out. And we're going to clean dicks, too.
Give me a tea bag session.
Who put that one next to the for massage? Because they did have
while you lay back with your mouth open massaging, you be getting a tea bag dropped, didn't it?
Swerve.
So basically, it's a tongue massage.
Tongue massage.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll help you speak better.
Who is that acting a darn fool?
Everybody.
I think it's just big, a guy's gangster on here, then.
Big Baby.
Yeah.
Diamond.
Me in the booth. Me in the booth.
I see.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know about the next jump off. We got popping off that laser tag, celebrity laser tag. We need to make sure that everybody's in the building. If you have a team, a company, anybody that you want to represent, your gang, your squad,
Because we
family.
Will put your ass on a team, Because we already know that High Tide Radio going against DSC Radio,
We got a bunch of people going against each other, so it's going to be real crazy.
Gonna
we got
playing
the
World
family.
Ball.
Doing their thing, King Bean, doing their thing.
Roy Fan going against somebody.
Oh yeah, Roy Fan Records is in the building.
Who they going against?
I think it's a gold DJ Aunt Nim. So we're just gonna turn it out, man. It's everybody against everybody. We might just mess around and just mix the teams up. That'll throw everybody off. We're gonna make it seem like you going against everybody, but then
you going against y'all. I'm gonna go against you. I'm gonna shoot you in between your eyes.
You know
I'm gonna laser tag you.
You know I'm gonna shoot you.
You wanna shoot my pussy, but you better not.
And when I shoot you, it's gonna be wet.
Too late.
Let's get ready to run.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's going down January 21st, the first annual celebrity shootout laser tag competition.
Who you beefing with?
Jimmy's Mad Mad World.
Join a cordae of laser tag.
Worldly fall.
Games.
Performances.
And fun. Contact 404-946-8119 to register your seat.
Major.
Networking.
In the middle of the crossfire.
Get your squad up. Have a blast. Super bitches on deck.
See you there.
Party bus is available.
For any and all of your minor and major auto repair needs, go to Imperial Auto Service. That's Imperial Auto Services, 9504 Tara Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236. 9504 Tara Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236. Or you can call them at 770-477-7498.
Remember, Lady Lever say, you better fix your car, you're going to get rolled up. Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday.
Hot Talk Radio.
Check us out Thursday. Same time every day.
Hot Talk Radio.
9 to 11. We are doing it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Big Kid Thing. Hot Talk Radio. Passion, the romance, sheer delight, flame, flicker throughout the mind. Advice is given, lessons are learned. The world continues to turn as the fire motherfucking burns. As the fire, motherfucking burns. How do you want me now?
Move your head a little bit to the right.
To the right?
Yeah,
okay.
To the right. Very good. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Put your hand up by your face there, yeah.
You know, you make me take such wonderful pictures.
I do. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're just so naturally talented, you know.
You're going to make me a movie star, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Just keep it going.
You like that one?
Yeah, very good.
If I drop it down, will it do anything for the camera?
Yeah, yeah, just drop your chin down just a bit.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about my chin. I was thinking about more like dropping it like it's hot and picking it up like it's cold.
Oh, yeah, that would be even hotter. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you one of those really comfortable photographers.
Yeah, I like to have a good relationship with the models, you know, to keep them on their toes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so do you like this back shot?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got to have some back shots in this shoot here, you know.
Okay, well, how does this one look?
Oh, that's hot. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, okay. So you like that one? Okay. So if I bend over and touch my toes, is that the way you like it?
Oh, now you're talking the language. Oh, yes. Do that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
do that one more time.
One more time?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you really like that one.
Repeat.
Oh.
Replay.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't take offense to it.
Okay, all right.
Tell me what you like. I want the camera to love me.
Okay, all
right. Because I damn sure love the camera.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yes,
well, my camera loves you.
Does it?
Keep working it, yeah.
What's your camera love about me?
Oh, it loves everything about you. Yeah.
You're not convincing me. I'm not convinced.
I'm not. Oh,
no.
Goodness. Love that. Ooh, that fine shape there. Ooh, the curves and everything.
Really?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's screaming at you.
Oh, scream?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow, okay. So now, I mean, so would you like me to take it all off now? Because I wanted to do some body shots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm all for that. Hey.
Remember,
let's do it.
Do not release these photos until I have given you permission to.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you sure you're going to, you know, honor what I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a man of my word. I mean,
you've been drinking. I mean, you may forget.
No, I won't forget. I have a real good memory.
You know, I've been finding you extremely attractive for a long time. How do you feel about me?
You've been finding me attractive?
Yeah, I mean.
Seriously?
I actually, you know, I'm just done with black guys. You know, I'm on some more shit.
Oh, man, I can't believe that. You done with them?
Yeah, because they don't understand my value.
You serious?
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why. Look at all your value you have.
Where are you
like,
from?
Seriously. Where am I from?
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I told you, like, wouldn't believe me.
Tell me.
Oh, you really want to know why?
Because I think that would be the...
Where'd you like me to be from?
Heaven.
Well... I'm almost there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
so you're out of this galaxy.
Yeah, I'm out of this world.
Oh, shit.
Just like you.
Oh.
With them curves
like
and everything. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So I'm going to drop down and then you
right.
Pose like.
Yeah, take all right. Nice and easy.
Oh,
take it off. There
it,
you go. Very good. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's looking so hot. Ooh, baby.
Okay. Let's
say. I'm sweating here. Let me take a break.
Well, let me dry you off.
Okay.
Should I dry you off with my dress, or should I use paper towel?
How about your dress?
Well, you know, it's not much up to this dress. Are you sure you want me to use this dress? Because it's already so thin and so small.
Oh, well. It'll work very well. I think you should
I find you extremely attractive.
You do? What do you find attractive about me?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing you like about me?
I like the way you hold the camera. Can you hold me like you hold the camera?
Oh, I hold my camera very gently. And,
you hold your camera
caress
very...
my camera. Yeah.
Oh, really? So you kind of treat your camera like I would prefer my pussy to be treated.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah,
oh,
very much so.
Interesting. Wow, that's amazing. I'm so excited to know this.
Oh, are you? Oh, where would you like to take this camera thing to, you know?
Oh,
shit. Hey. You expecting somebody?
Hey, baby.
Oh, shit. Who's that? What? Do you know you're having a photo shoot here?
Hold
you better put that dress back on, girl.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, baby.
Hold on.
Who's that? Who's that at your door?
Hey, my key's not working.
Who is at your door?
Baby.
I'm coming. Hold on. Here I come.
Now I'm going to get rid of all this camera stuff here. Come
on, it's okay. You shouldn't have told you. Just calm down. It's okay. Right.
Did he know you did this, like, off-the-clothes kind of stuff, you know?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
You
right.
Follow my lead.
Okay.
Follow my lead. All
right.
man, baby. Hey, man. Hey, what's up? My key not working.
You said it like I got something to do with it.
I mean, it was working yesterday. It was working this morning.
Well, maybe the maintenance people came in and changed the lock. I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Why would they do that? I didn't call. Oh, man, I don't know
everybody.
How was your day, baby?
Who are you? It was. Oh,
wait, whoa.
I'm a photographer here, okay? I'm just doing a nice photo shoot with the lady.
We're doing a photo shoot. I mean, you know, I got to do some. I mean.
And you dress like that?
Yeah, we're making her famous, okay? She's got this the body was, to be famous.
Hey, hold on, man. Hold on. What? You don't even know me like that, first of all.
I don't know who you are. You're right.
I'm talking to my lady.
Well, I'm busy. Here
okay.
Well, no. You asked him what was going on, and he's telling you we're
going. I asked him what's going on. I asked you what's going on.
But
I
you
come
let.
Home, I come home and this strange cat in my crib, and then the freaking my key not working.
I don't have anything to do with the door not working.
Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Hey. Hold up. Wait a minute, bro. Wait a minute. Look, first of all.
What?
First of all, when I come home, I expect to get greeted by you, and I don't expect to come home and my key not working and some strange man in my
but
crib.
But I didn't have anything to do.
Hold on, bro.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
How can you take this tone with me when I have no control over the damn lock?
Are you serious?
You must have mixed up your keys.
Wait a minute. I'm not talking to you.
But he was talking to you.
I'm Mr. Okay, anyway. What was your name again?
Wait a minute. This is my house.
I don't think so. If your key don't work, it ain't your house.
For real? For real? I mean, for real, you got a strange cat up in my crib. And
he's not strange.
You gonna let him talk to me like that in my crib?
What?
For real?
Can you listen?
For real?
You can't
hear
me.
You're not gonna straighten in.
Like I said,
you're not gonna straighten in.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You're not gonna let me talk?
Yeah.
Okay,
so. Let the lady talk.
Okay, so. Wait. So.
I was.
Explain this. Why my key not working in my crib?
I don't know.
Why my key not working in my crib?
Maybe.
Why my key not working in my crib?
Maybe it was for another crib.
What?
Exactly. Thank you. You put the wrong key in the wrong motherfucking door. Get your bitches together, and then you'll know which door you're going in.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, yeah, you're beyond stupid.
Are you crazy, bitch?
You forgot I got swag some stupid.
The youngest man in the street. Why you just wait behind these other young men, man? This is my motherfucking time, man.
You know, when you go and stay gone for the length of time that you stay gone, how can you expect the key to work? As a matter of fact, how can you expect to know which key go where? I ain't the only one.
You
I made a mistake.
What?
Huh. I made a mistake and went through your phone.
Oh, is that right?
Ooh, you in trouble now, buddy.
Wait a minute, bro. You still talking?
Yes,
why are you up in, why is this guy even up in my crib?
See my camera here? Probably worth more than you. Car out there.
Oh, for real?
We were doing
a photo shoot. Why you got your so-called photographer up in my business?
You came in here trying to figure out what was going on, and he said,
this is my house. Yeah, I'm supposed to know what's going on.
Why the key don't even work in your house?
When the last time you been in this house? When the last time you been here? Life goes on. I got shit to do. You either get with the program or get out.
Look, you know what I be doing. So why are you tripping up?
Yeah,
fucking hoes.
Working the wrong key in the wrong crib. That's
exactly, because apparently you don't know which key go where. Because that lock has not been changed.
So what you trying to say?
I said it. Get the right bitch with the right key, or this shit is over.
I think it's done over.
After all this time, that's all you got to say?
Hey, I'm not going to keep playing with you. I got shit to do.
What do you mean playing?
The world wants me, and the world needs me.
I'm not busting my ass.
You don't need me. You don't want me.
Bust your ass, get a new key.
And you still, you know what?
What?
Why is this guy here?
Why are you reaching for the gun? Why are you reaching for your gun?
Because I'm about to handle my business.
There's no reason for, you know
I'm
what?
About to
no, there's no reason for you to go. Stop it. Stop. Oh.
As the fire burns.
As the fire, mother. As the fire darn burns.
Y'all thought the bitch would get killed.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, y'all, ooh, witness to the motherfucking murder. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't heard shit.
I ain't heard nothing either, bro. I was like, what?
Yeah, y'all like the first urban radio soap opera ever. As the fire burns, baby.
Only on High Talk Radio.
You know, so when you tell somebody that you want them to listen to the first urban soap opera, hold on, let me say it right. First urban radio soap opera, this is where you tell them to go.
You got that little music at the beginning. Sound like a little story coming on as the fire burns.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You like that.
Talk Radio.
Big Baby, you did real good with the tag.
Shout out to Big Baby.
Big Baby.
Yeah, I dare say a nigga like me, for I thought a prank call like these bitches playing.
She gonna kill the bitch for real. I don't want to witness this.
It's like, so is this going on live?
You should hear the sex scenes. Oh, I should have seen this.
Oh, I got to come back for that one, then.
Yeah, you got to tune in.
Yeah, you got to check
you want to follow the soap opera, you got to make sure you tune in. I'm only going to play an episode on Sundays. That's when I'm only allowed, because the pimps won't let me play it on Tuesday. Trap won't let me play it on Wednesday.
Because it's hump day in the trap on Hot Trap Radio.
You have shut your mouth or you be part of the soap opera.
Whatever.
Or in the death scene when I kill your ass.
How you going to put me in the death scene?
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know what? It ain't nothing better than hot. You know, we do As the Fire Burns live. Y'all
know live.
Yeah, we do it live.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all every fool like a motherfucker.
We do it. I'm saying, what happened?
Hey, who serious about this thing?
What? I thought like, but these folks know I'm online. They got them just chump each other out like that.
Yeah, we know.
We were getting it in.
Yeah, you know,
see, I'm going to prove we do it live. Chopper John, where's my money?
What money?
Give me my money now.
No, ho.
Okay, motherfucker.
You killed it in me. Why did you kill it in me? I loved it. You didn't have to shoot it at me in the heart. Why'd you do that? I says, I'm dead. I'm dead now. I don't think I'm going to come back. I'm just shot by High Talk Radio. High Talk Radio gonna shoot me. This is the only live urban radio.
You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
Only on High Talk Radio where it goes down. Oh shit. Me shooting at him, I'm out of here, y'all. I gotta go, cause I can't go to jail.
I'll suggest you go.
I'm out of here.
She took off on the moped.
I'll suggest you go.
I'm a super bitch. I'm not cut out. I'm not even finna lie like that. That's why I obey the law, cause I'm not cut out for this shit right here. That is not me. I'm too pretty. No jail for me, baby.
No jail. No way.
No way.
You know what they do to you and that Big Bertha get on your ass.
What? Who? What?
Bertha really got on your ass and it took that pussy.
Hey, drop
you
that sheet, girl. Drop that sheet down, past that ball. Drop that
sheet. What'd you say?
He dropped that sheet going down.
drop that shit.
Exactly. Drop. Don't drop nothing.
Diamond, don't let them sit up and handle me like this.
See, Diamond, she'll be Big Bertha in that long. Motherfucker.
Oh, you heard what he said,
Diamond. Diamond be right there, bitch, talking about where your honey bun at. Break my hair, bitch.
Hey, bitch, drop the
she ain't gonna tell about the braid on her. She gonna tell him to put it on a ponytail.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I know you didn't go there.
Yeah, but you looked so pretty Friday though.
Oh yeah, she had on a super bitch uniform.
No, she was walking around with it in her hand. You know, Diamond, thought it.
<She's awesome. laughs>
Have a what are y'all doing about it?
Huh?
I
why was that
Friday? Oh, yeah, 291.
Yeah, what was that, you know? Well, who background disrespected me? You know
on,
what?
Come on now.
You know, Friday, those super bitches had them going wild. Y'all know that, right?
Going wild.
We had them going wild Friday, and we have them going
going
wild every day, actually.
Shout out to Lil Uber.
You already know.
That's where I make that, man. I got two cameras.
Stop, G, nasty face, you love. Now I got her going wild, I got her going wild. Now
right, y'all. It's the Street Wars Last Battle Paintball Competition, May 5th, 2012. Time to take the streets back. Calling out entertainment professionals. The annual celebrity paintball competition is here. Music, fun, games, performances. Paintball Atlanta. Register your company now at 404-946-8119.
Party bus is available. Super bitches will be on the field.
I want to win. I want that trophy.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit media takeout, world star hip hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute to DJs Awards Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJs.
We have you.
Okay, that's right, y'all, it's going down. April 1st, the Celebrity Grand Theft Auto, the Hot Talk Radio Edition. That's what time it is, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.
We spent all night at the club doing the same old thing, dancing, drinking, and mingling. Now, you can lock in with us and do the same thing, and more.
That's right, y'all. We got the park to ourselves all night long. No lines, no waiting. Unlimited Grand Prix.
Go kart.
Bumper boat.
Miniature golf.
Let's go, let's go. Plenty games, food, music, and more.
The party bus is also available. Call now to register. 404-946-8119. All going down at the Malibu Grand Prix. It's still a party.
Alright, y'all, y'all
can do it.
Because you know what, it ain't, the one thing we don't need at the sample, at the damn sample funnel, one thing we don't need there is no motherfucking, I owe another dollar.
Yep.
It's
thank
no
you.
MFM
pimp. Oh, we got a pimp in the building.
Yeah. You know, it's a bunch of friends. I don't want to pimp with them. Because the pimp be making money.
Somebody
saw Beyonce
trying to
see a
baby.
What, baby?
Here? I guess.
Oh, you finna deliver the news?
I'm just sitting here looking at.
You know we don't gossip on Hot Talk Radio.
I know we ain't gossiping.
You say one more thing about anybody else, you gonna be shot. You gonna make me go wild?
I said the baby was born prematurely.
Shut up! We don't gossip on Hot Talk Radio.
And it was twins.
And I heard one of them was yours.
Probably so. I hit that.
Oh, well, you wish you could. You want to hit this.
Yeah, hit you with a bat.
I'm going to shoot you with a paintball.
Hey, that's
what I'm going to do. Between your eyes at the paintball. That's what I'm going to do.
Whatever. I'm going to shoot you in the ass.
Second cuh. Come on through the door.
Yeah. That holy moly is in the building.
Oh, you holy moly tonight.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I know Squirrel was finna say something. That finna get real handling.
It's Sunday, man. You know what I'm saying? Time for y'all folks in the sun to cool off, man. Yeah.
For sure.
What's cool happening? Guy. That's what's up. Man, what's happening is, man, it's 10 o'clock at night, man, but it's looking like it's 7 o'clock in the morning out here, man. What's happening, man?
Where you at, Cub?
Man, I hear in the cut, man, where I'm supposed to be, man, all day, every day anyway.
So you ain't gonna tell where you at? You gonna never know the two in the cut.
Yeah, right.
You ain't never there.
Shut up, Warren. You weren't there yesterday when I was being molested in the fuck hood.
I'm everywhere.
Shout out to all my new Korean listeners.
What you don't know is I'm there before y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got everybody in the mood. That's why they was running around all crazy when one time y'all got there.
Katy Perry getting a divorce.
Didn't I tell you don't come on here saying nothing about what's going on and gossiping on? We don't gossip on Hot Talk Radio. We have enough to talk about when it come down to my pussy bath to be talking about.
We don't nobody want to hear about your pussy
bath. Why don't you get my pussy bath
right.
When
it
comes?
Exactly.
Watch my pussy.
West Virginia just scored again.
What?
West Virginia just scored again.
Let's do it again. One more time. Y'all already know.
What? Kobe, say something, because they disrespected me.
Yo, I just got back on. What they say now? I ain't nothing said.
No, you
didn't
miss nothing. You ain't miss nothing. Don't worry. They didn't say nothing. They're insignificant.
Yeah, Rihanna was named best-selling digital artist ever.
You say one? You know what? Damn this shit. I'm not playing with you. You making me curse. Stomach hurts.
That's what's up.
Looks like your ass hurts. Is it growing?
Don't you want to know?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you what Rolling Stone say.
What did he say?
Oh, Wiz Khalifa was hit with a plagiarism lawsuit. Damn.
I need you to take a step back and shut the fuck up.
I heard about that.
Fat, got a 6. Mean it got a 6. But I ain't want the 6. But 6 plus 6, that equals 12. I mean to be 12. I'm riding down Bankhead.
Bankhead.
I got it by myself.
I do. And when it's on the call, got a leash like Quail. Shit, I mean Craig.
Quail.
You heard what I said.
Say.
And when it's on the call, got a leash like Craig.
Craig.
I like it when they bathe.
Bathe.
Bathe for the head.
Hey.
You say I killed the cat,
hey.
But she ain't need day.
Oh, man, I think I should take a step back. Oh, man, I think I should take a step back. Oh, man, I think I should take a step forward. Oh, man, I think I should take a step forward. Oh, man.
Trying to figure out how he gonna.
You already know. Hey, y'all know y'all need to go vote. Salute the DJs. Go vote. You know what I'm saying? DJ Trapper John.
Can you get on the website? I mean, should they go to Hot Talk Radio and vote? Should they go to damn DJ Trapper John's Facebook page and vote? Where the hell should they go vote?
They should go vote at Salute the DJs Awards Show.
Spell it for him. I bet you can't spell it.
.com.
Spell it for
him. What the hell does it look like? I can say it?
No, you can spell it. You should have learned how to spell while you was at the Summer Naked.
That's like all that smart talk, all that back talk. You need to cut that shit
That's
out.
What I do. I don't do right. I'm not going to do right.
Hey, all that back talk.
Shut up. How disciplined. That's what I'm talking about.
Because you want me to get undisciplined.
Hey, man. Hey, we don't do right, man. That's just what we do, man.
Do left.
At the clock we cut from, man. Undisciplined niggas, man.
Yeah, me too, because I'm going to be undisciplined. I ain't going to do right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the new year, I had said I wasn't going to sit on no more faces, but I just decided.
Oh, yeah. While we talking about voting, Romney defends business record after he faces attacks.
What? Didn't I just tell you don't come on here with that bullshit? Yeah, I told you I wasn't going to cuss no more, but damn it, you finna piss my puss off.
Hey, the GOP targets rivals Romney for the New Hampshire primary.
Don't run, Paul.
Hey, we gotta give the news, give them political views.
Big Baby, say something, because you haven't even did the intro yet. So how you going to come on here and just open up with the news, and we don't even tell the people what we're doing? They don't know what
What's
the hell
the
wrong with Trapper John right now. What?
Hey, man, the cut in the building, man. Hot Trap Radio, no step down on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? The cut, take over, no step down on Sunday.
No.
You know,
we have to do things in order on this show.
Oh, I know how things are supposed to be done.
No, you don't know how nothing is supposed to be done. You don't even work here no more.
The father
ain't no order.
The order is supposed to be in. It's out of order.
Ain't no order when the cut stuff in, man. Everything just
the cut is not in. This is Sunday. This is sinful sauna Sunday. We're talking about all the sin that I saw at the sauna yesterday.
The only order we know is out of order.
Exactly. For real, I actually want to know what happened to the Falcons, man. Damn them motherfuckers.
The Falcons went to the sauna, and they couldn't understand why they was expected to strip down in the dough and get in the pool with a bunch of naked men.
Man,
that's what happened.
The Falcons are gay, man. That's all it is, man. It's just a bunch of gay-ass nigga, man, on the squad.
They should have been at the sauna then, naked in the pool with the trap.
That's bullshit.
Hold on.
So look, right, real
Hold
quick,
on.
Though.
Hey, I was in the fuck hood, chilling, you know.
Y'all glad I ain't come to that little event, bro. So I'm told when I come to get naked event.
That is slander, that man's name.
Exactly. Don't slander my name, goddammit.
Trapper.
I'm telling you. We joined a cut. You remember
that's
Uber?
Right.
We were trying to get Uber to come out there. But we had went on ahead and joined the cult yesterday. And
yeah,
they made me wear orange. And they put Trap in pink. Now, they could at least
hold
put
on,
me
hold on. How you going to say they put Nick? Hold on. Oh, so they gave you the boy uniform. And they gave me the pink, right? Oh, no. Nah. Okay. All right. So why is you the only motherfucker they made put on socks?
Because they knew that my feet wasn't going to be walking on the... I don't walk on my own floor.
No, this is after you had walked around and they caught your head walking around. They're like, no. They're like, no. No. Hammer time, no.
They made
no hammer time
on a mask.
whatever.
They made him bond, man, and they gave him two toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes?
Yeah, they made him brush his teeth when he came in the cult, and then when he was trying to break away, they made him brush his teeth again.
All right, over 500 people have voted for Salute to DJ Award Show, so y'all need to crank that up.
Over.
Hey, man, I check out a new track, too, I got with AK, man.
Hey, try. If you were hard, man, one time for the cut, man, you'll bring that song back on them for one more time. Man.
What song?
That song y'all just played, man. The cut, want to hear that one more time, man.
Oh, okay, no problem.
That
wasn't in this word.
No, you ain't right.
That
would never happen on Hot Trap Radio.
You know what? Hot Trap Radio don't even exist.
That would never happen on Hot Trap Radio.
You know, when it's time for the song, we're going to broadcast live from there.
Not Hot Trap Radio.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast live from there.
Hey, know that boy Trap, I like this is a temptation, and I'm David Ruff.
Exactly.
Well, he dropped right there.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
David Ruffin in this bitch.
Did you get did they give you a salt bath? Did Trap went in there and got a salt bath from a man.
You know you gotta laugh at that shit.
Yeah.
You know you gotta laugh at that
shit. Don't laugh at that shit, man. Get that shit up out of here, man.
That
ain't no
shit
gay shit going on.
You believe that shit.
You know you gotta laugh at
that shit. That for fun of shit, man. All that homo shit, man.
It will let your ass
man.
In the bath. They like, you ain't turning our goddamn jacuzzi into no mud bath.
Oh, you trying to say this? Y'all dirty?
I'm just saying.
The way you be wanting to lick me up and down.
I'm just saying. They will let you even put your feet in the pool. They
okay,
like, hell
you
like,
no.
Water,
you know, you just want to
take it
like
that.
They told you to take a shower first.
Well, they gave you a shower, then gave you a salt bath.
Because
you was a freak. You a freak. I'm, you know what?
Why they gave you an ass?
Kilo got something to tell you. He on the line. Kilo. Go ahead, Trapper John here. You got DJ Trapper John on there.
Hey, why you had to say Kilo?
Hey, come on, man.
Everybody had hit you with the Kilo.
Did it hit
the shut
down. Did it hit the Kilo?
Well, you never had a good day.
like you want it.
I ain't getting so no
let me jump
up
on
table.
It.
You was in there? I don't know why you say you were.
You was in that shower with Dominion?
You was in that surrounded by big dressing with the name of Elga.
I'm Elga. It's not Elga, it's like Gertrude.
Yeah, Gertrude was in that too. Gertrude, Elga, and Elga was the big dog one. They had like seven foot women in that motherfucker.
How you know? You was on the men's side.
I seen them, because, you know, I walked through the women's locker room.
No,
so
you didn't.
So I can get a sneak peek.
That song was long as hell,
wasn't it?
I like long stuff. If it ain't long, I don't want it.
Tebow taking the Broncos to the playoffs.
Didn't I tell you to shut up? You cannot do news until Big Baby has made you a news intro, and you know it's going to be fine. You know what, Big Baby, let me tell you how confident Trapper John is in you. He didn't even want to do the intro. Can we tell Big Baby to do it? I said, man, look now. And I was like, yeah, you right, because ain't nobody going to do it like Big Baby do it.
That's what Big Baby do, Big Baby.
Big Baby a beast on them beats.
Hey, yeah, Big Baby a beast on them beats.
Yeah.
What?
You already know. Smoke screen, all that.
Smoke screen.
Hey, man, from now on, after 10 o'clock, y'all address my nigga as yeah-ho, man, after 10
you
o'clock.
You know what? You better shut the hell up. You don't come on here and tell anybody what to do. Who you supposed to be?
You heard that, man. Call that man yeah-ho after 10 o'clock.
I co-sign on all of that.
You don't co-sign on nothing. You a punishment. Y'all let Trapper John go to the cult by himself.
The Devil Inside made $34.5 million in the box office.
Who?
The Devil Inside.
You know, anytime you start talking numbers, I spin around for that. My whole head turn around. Well, I'm about $3.5 million. Well.
Oh yeah, Brandy and Monica go back in the studio for another duet.
They gonna say the nigga was mine, but I got rid of him.
Yeah, I want you to join a flash mob.
You know what? They probably rapping about you. The nigga was mine, but I got rid of him.
No. I need you to go to celebrity rehab.
For what? I'm not on anything.
I'm saying, just to help you with your cussing and with the...
I didn't curse.
That you be shouting out.
You know what?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all miss... y'all, Deja dropped... I'm talking about Deja dropped that. He like you mad at it so hard Friday night.
Oh, yeah, it was all the time.
I'm talking about, for real, Hunt K. Swan. I was like, film some super bitches. Shout out to all the super bitches. Lorraine, Queen.
These
I'm talking about.
Entertainment.
Real.
Barbara. I'm talking about, it's so many super bitches. The super bitches are coming out of the woodwork. They are like, they almost doing the movement like, you know, we queer and we here. Nah, they like, we bitches and we ain't going nowhere. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I'm about to join the group too and call myself Super Nigga.
Oh, he got Super Nigga. Y'all know how I am about them Super Niggas. I need all the Super Niggas to stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
nigga. Everything official. Keep a super bitch, you gon' show you how to get it.
Did you
something? The bitch been cooking cat back in the kitchen.
God damn.
You need to help. You need to buy her some different, you know.
Well, I saw some of that. That's a kid 99.
It's probably what she's frying it in. When you fry food in lard, that's how it smells. She needs to get some vegetable oil or some canola oil. I'm gonna need for the new year all y'all that's
Captain D's.
All y'all that's frying food in lard. Throw away shortening. We don't use shortening. We don't use lard.
You got my
ass smell like shit. You me in that mountain, you fucker. Bastard, he'll call me lard ass.
When last time somebody called a motherfucker lard ass? What the hell?
When last time somebody called somebody a bastard?
For real.
Oh, no, I just called my daughter bastard the other day. You bastard, put your ass in there.
Dang. Oh,
I called her a bastard because I was going to be a dad after a while. How about the murder? You bastard. God damn it. Your ass is not playing.
Let's all bow our head for a word of prayer. Trapper John, lead us in a word of prayer.
Okay, everybody.
Because Ubi is talking crazy. We need to pray.
All right, everybody come to the altar. Let me put something on your forehead.
Wait a damn minute.
Come on, you first. Come on.
You better not put your motherfucking hands on me. See how you made me cuss. Move, Travis John. Get your hands off me. Move.
Blessed be life. Blessed be life. All right, y'all. Everybody, bow your hands. Put your hands in. Bow your hands and put your hands in your pants.
You think I'm saying?
We're gonna pray. We're gonna pray.
Put your hands in your pants.
We're gonna pray. We
don't
gonna
put
pray.
Your hands in your pants. You are not in the Jesus' house.
Bow your head and put your hands in your pants.
Wiggle with it.
It's like, you got a home while you're doing it home. Like this.
Put right in. One in your underwear and trigger the cat. All right, world. Y'all already know that was our rendition of the Jeju Sons greet and retreat yesterday with the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world.
And also the 291 Capricorn jump off.
It was off the chains. However, stay tuned. We got some major different stuff coming up the rest of the year.
Laser tag.
You already know. Paintball.
Texas.
Grand Prix.
Grand Theft Auto, the Hot Top Radio Edition. Yes, we will be stealing cars.
Yeah, we got the whole park stealing cars.
All night long. You know Hot Top Radio advocate everything that is not right.
We're going to see who can hotwire a bumper car the fastest.
No, a race car and drive out of the park the quickest. And then we're going to have somebody pick it up on a tow truck. I mean, not a tow truck, but we're going to drive it into the back of a 18-wheeler so they can't see it anymore.
Who do you think you
is? Well, it's like you did it. Yes,
the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, both.
You Luke. No, you damn. You the sheriff, nigga. You boss hog.
You the little dog. What's the little dog?
All motherfucking puppy.
Roscoe Pico.
You know what puppies do, right? When they have to pee, they cock up and piss on you. Don't make me pee on you, nigga.
Ain't nobody named R.
Kelly.
One time for those that missed it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's going down January 21st, the first annual celebrity shootout laser tag competition.
Who you beefing with?
Jimmy's Mad Mad World.
Join us for a day of laser tag.
Worldly ball.
Games.
Performances.
And fun. Contact 404-946-8119 to register your seat. Party bus is available.
Talk radio.
Y'all make sure y'all join us Sunday, Same time, same place. Join us Tuesday. I mean, what did I say? Sunday? Y'all, I'm not.
Join us on Hot Trap Radio on Wednesday. No, I'm just playing. Hot Talk Radio. Hump Day to Who with the Boy DJ Trap Giant on Wednesday.
Look at that boy, David Russell.
Join us Thursday. Stay tuned. Follow our pages. Email us, hottalkradio@gmail.com. Send the music. Stop tagging me, tell me, check this out. I don't want to hear your music. I play it, and I hear it when I play it, okay? I don't care what you sound like. I don't judge music. I just play it. I'm not a talent scout. I'm not a producer. I can't do nothing but play the shit for the next motherfucker to hit. Oh, see? Y'all done brought the cussing out.
You owe me about $10.
You know
hey,
what
man,
you
get the fuck out of here, man. I just put up a gas pump and fucking gas caps falling out the sky, dog. I bullshit you not, man.
Move and get your shit together, okay?
But
I'll let
us,
you.
Man.
Let's go.
But y'all already know, cuz, tell them bye-bye.
Hey, man, shout out to my nigga Swiss and Sweet, man, for that number one single out there, man. 20 parts to blast off, man. Y'all go check it out.
He wrote up. Big Baby?
Yep.
You know what? My pussy says, I'll holler.
We out of here.
Cut. Got my seat leaned back and my smoke screen up. No, I keep nothing but that shine in my cup. Bust a free zone. Big Baby, what's up? It's for the real pimps, players, and the motherfucking gangsters. Keep it 100, no time for the wanksters. All we wanna do is get rolled up and chill and ride with the super bitches. Leave it what it is. Pimpin' sweets, Big Baby. Got them bitches in the cut going crazy. Swerve G, that's me. In the cut, no better place to be. That's right, man. DJ Swerve G, Pimp and Squeeze, Big Baby, we live in the cut, man. What it is, BBE? Live from the frat house, DJs. I'm out.